Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Pick Up the Phone and Sell. How proactive calls to customers and prospects can double your sales, by Alex Goldfain. Narrated by Danny Campbell. Publisher's note: in this audio edition, you will hear references to visual elements present in the print and ebook formats of the book. Limit of liability. Disclaimer of warranty. While the publisher and author have used their best efforts in preparing this book, they make no representations or warranties with respect to the accuracy or completeness of the contents of this book, and specifically disclaim any implied warranties of merchant ability or fitness for a particular purpose. No warranty may be created or extended by sales representatives or written sales materials. The advice and strategies contained herein may not be suitable for your situation. You should consult with a professional where appropriate. Neither the publisher nor author shall be liable for any loss of profit or any other commercial damages, including but not limited to special, incidental, consequential, or other damages. Part 1. Introduction. Chapter 1. The Lost Art of Proactive Calling in the Sales Profession. This is the most obvious book I've ever written. You're listening to my fifth book on sales growth, but none has been as clearly necessary and important to write as this one, especially now, in a post-pandemic world, where we cannot see our customers nearly as much as we previously could. In the selling profession, only the phone is so universally understood to be the key to success, and at the same time so widely avoided. A surprisingly large number of salespeople even dread it. In the 1980s, and so many of the decades that came before, if you wanted to sit in your office and communicate with a lot of people quickly, the only option you had was the wired landline telephone. So a lot of salespeople had no choice but to be really good at using the phone. In the late 1990s, we got email. It was faster and easier. And over time, many of us moved to email as our preferred method of communicating with customers and prospects. Then we got cell phones and text messages, and then social media rolled in. We could have Facebook pages and LinkedIn connections, and we could tweet at people. All of these things were also faster, easier, and far less threatening than the phone. So we went to them. Because on these platforms, rejection is usually simply silence, whereas on the phone, it's intimate and personal and spoken directly into our ears. Of course, we still have meetings, and we're good at them, because we never really stopped having them. But how many meetings can you have in a day? About as many as an hour's worth of phone conversations. And so, over the last few internet decades, the entire sales profession has moved away from what so many used to excel at, proactive phone calls to customers and prospects. What's a proactive call? Communicating by phone with customers and prospects when nothing is wrong. I run a large solo consulting practice, working with business-to-business organizations to grow their sales. My clients average 10 to 20% in additional new sales growth annually directly from our work together. Even large companies in mature industries. Even companies that have been stagnant and have not added significantly to their sales in years. Even these companies add 10 to 20% in new sales. Individually, many salespeople double and sometimes even triple their sales when applying the techniques I teach them. Techniques I lay out in this book. How would doubling your sales numbers improve your life? Or maybe only increasing them by 50%? What would that do for you and your family? How do my client salespeople achieve this kind of growth? Centrally, with the phone. By letting customers and prospects hear from them proactively. By being present. By being interested. By demonstrating that they care. How? Almost entirely with the phone. Before the pandemic, I did 75 to 100 speeches and workshops each year focused on my techniques for sales growth. When the pandemic besieged us, I continued doing live sessions virtually, but because salespeople couldn't see their customers anymore, I doubled down on how to use the phone to grow sales. Many of these sessions were in multiple parts, often a series of three sessions with the same audience each time. By the third webinar, after spending at least 2 hours exploring the ins and outs of telephone selling, I would ask the attendees what they would like me to focus on. I like to go where my audiences want me to go. I would even give options. Do you want to talk about selling more to existing customers, or asking for referrals, or following up on quotes or proposals? What about asking for the business? Or do you want me to go over phone selling some more? Keep in mind, this was the dominant topic of the previous two sessions these same people had attended. Via the chat function, people made their requests. The vast majority of topics salespeople wanted to cover centered on selling over the phone. When should we call? Who should we call? What if we don't have the customer's cell phone number? Do I leave a voice message? How many times should I try before giving up? And then, inevitably, these kinds of comments would be raised. I don't like selling on the phone, but I know I need to. I hate getting cold calls. I don't have time to call people. Nobody returns my calls anyway. These questions and comments illustrate the obvious. There is a hunger for instruction on how to sell with the phone, and there is discomfort about doing it. We've gotten away from using the phone as a selling tool, but innately, we know how useful and effective it can be. To complicate matters, there is a dearth of resources on this subject. Search for books about social media selling, and you'll find hundreds of them, and thousands of blogs and podcasts, and tens of thousands of experts on the subject. Ironic, since business-to-business selling success over social media is extremely challenging. But try to find a recent book on phone selling, and you will have very few choices. In fact, you can count on one hand the phone selling books that have been written in the last decade. And not one of them looks at selling with the phone in combination with the digital tools at our disposal. Virtual meeting tools like Zoom, text messaging, email, and yes, social media like LinkedIn. Want to look for a blog or podcast about phone selling? When I Google phone selling, I get selling old cell phones for cash. So I wrote, pick up the phone and sell. My goal is to arm you with a quick and simple guide for attaining significant sales growth by proactively calling your customers and prospects. Get good at using the phone, and you will be in rare air in the sales profession. Because the great majority of salespeople are not very good at using the phone. I'd say 90% of salespeople are reactive in our work. We're very good at answering the phone and solving problems. But not many of us regularly pick up the phone to call customers and prospects proactively when nothing is wrong. This is where relationships are built. This is where trust is formed. This is where you get to help your customers and expand your business with them. This is where the money is made. The rare salesperson who regularly and systematically makes proactive calls gets to stack these successes one on top of the other with customer after customer. Among my clients, the salespeople who most often proactively call customers and prospects are the most successful salespeople in their organizations. 90% of salespeople are reactive and don't call. Want to launch yourself instantly into the top 10% of all salespeople? Follow the approaches you're about to hear and leverage the power of proactive calls. There's a book for that now. Download your Pick Up the Phone and Sell tools. The tools, forms, planners, and trackers that appear throughout this book are available as a free download at my website, goldfain.com. You can also get various tools there, like my sales growth instructional videos and free weekly email newsletter. Go to goldfain.com and arm yourself with the resources to pick up the phone and grow your sales. Chapter 2. An Executive Summary. How to Pick Up the Phone and Sell. Here is a lightning-fast executive summary of the approaches laid out in this book. In my experience with tens of thousands of salespeople, clients, and workshop attendees applying my sales growth approaches, the single most effective and avoided selling action is the phone call. I believe that we salespeople should lead with the phone. That is, it should be the first action in our selling day and also the first effort in our selling sequence with individual customers. At the start of your week, make a quick plan of who to call. Call first. The reasons why are in the next chapter. Create your target 60 list of customers and prospects to focus on for the coming month. This planner is presented in Chapter 7. Next, lay out your simple proactive call planner for the week. Identify current and past customers you will call and current and past prospects. This planner is also in Chapter 7. Aim to call 3 to 5 customers or prospects per day, first thing in the morning. Who should you call? First, call people who you know, current and former customers, and current and former prospects. Call people who recognize your name, or at least your company name. Too many people assume proactive calls only mean cold calls. In fact, you can grow your sales dramatically by only calling people you know and offering to help them more. We will revisit this in Chapter 23. But for now, these are the people you should be thinking about calling proactively, with the groups in order from right to left, always focusing on the people who know you or at least recognize you or your company. If you prefer, send a quick text in advance to set a time to speak. When you call, you will frequently need to leave a voice message. Scripts are in Chapter 19, which you should absolutely do. After leaving the message, send a short text to let the customer know you called and invite them to get back to you by text or phone, whichever is easier for them. This gives them a choice of how to communicate with you. With this voicemail-text-message communication combination, you will find about 2/3 of your customers and prospects will get back to you. On the off chance that the customer picks up the phone, great, you will have a nice, positive conversation. Simple scripts are throughout Parts 4 and 5. Log your communication in the proactive call tracker featured in this book, or your own action tracking or CRM system. Who to call? The warmest and coldest proactive calls. The coldest calls. Prospects who would not recognize you or your company or your customers. Zero familiarity. Make these coldest calls last. Prospects who would recognize your customers and prospects who know your company. These people have some familiarity with you, or at least your customers. Call these prospects second. Customers from your past jobs, past prospects, past customers, current prospects, and current customers. You know all these people, and they know you. Call these customer and prospects first. These are the warmest calls. Log the return communications as well, so you remember who you have reached out to and who got back to you. Update your pipeline daily, because this approach will create countless opportunities for you, as well as a daily progression of customers and prospects toward a quote, a proposal, or a close. And of course, you'll be securing a lot of new business. It all starts with a proactive call to a customer or prospect when nothing is wrong. Make that the tip of your selling spear. Make it the first action. And then start making plans for a sudden and significant influx of new business, because the floodgates are about to open. Chapter 3. Lead with the phone. Make it the tip of your selling spear. Definition. What is a proactive call? The proactive phone call, for our purposes in this book, is defined as calling customers and prospects when nothing is wrong. Your call can be scheduled with a text message. While many salespeople only talk on the phone when the customer calls them, this generally focuses the conversation on problems you need to resolve. But this book is about calling the customers proactively, which almost always becomes a conversation about opportunities for you to help the customer. Proactive calls feed the sales machine. Proactive calls feed the machine of your business growth. They flood your pipeline with new opportunities and advance existing ones. Specifically, Proactive calls expand your pipeline by uncovering new leads, turning leads into prospects. They move prospects toward a proposal or quote. They move quotes and proposals toward a close. They close new business. They expand your business with existing customers. They build relationships in less time than any other communication pathway we can utilize. They make you stand out to the point of making you singular, simply because nobody else is calling. They make it clear that you care about your customers and prospects, and that you are thinking about them. Nothing else is this effective. Phone first. Lead with the phone. The key activity in this book is making the proactive phone call, as defined earlier, the first interaction in your sales process with your customers and prospects. Not the email inquiry without a call, but the proactive phone call when nothing is wrong, for the sole purpose of trying to help the person you are calling. You can set up the call with a quick text message. That's okay. You might even send a text or LinkedIn message in combination with a voice message, if you leave one. But I want you to consider the proactive call the first effort in your selling process, before emailing, before sending your marketing materials, before dropping off your business card with the receptionist during an in-person drop-in with somebody you don't know. Phone first, rather than waiting until you have a call scheduled much later in your selling process, perhaps to discuss a quote or negotiate. Lead with the proactive phone call. Call your customer or prospect and say, "Tom, it's Alex. I was thinking about you. How's your family?" Catch up. Connect. Then pivot to business. "What are you working on these days that I can help you with?" Only good can happen when you ask this question. Or say, "What projects do you have coming up? I'd like to help." This is impressive, and memorable, and singular, because nobody else is doing this. Your call will probably be one of the only proactive calls your customer will receive this week, or this month, or even this quarter. You will stand out and build relationships and opportunities very quickly this way. That's what this book is about, phoning first. Pick up the phone success story. My sales results completely changed when I started making 3 proactive calls every day. I mostly call customers I haven't talked to in a while. They're always happy to hear from me, and they almost always tell me what they need for that week. Then they call me back themselves to order it again. Marco J., Outside Sales, Wholesale Distributor. 3 to 5 calls a day. Do you know how many calls 3 calls a day is? Nearly 800 proactive calls over the course of a year. Do you know how many calls 5 calls a day is? Exactly 1,300 calls per year. Let's say you have to leave messages on every one of these, which won't happen, of course, but you should expect to usually leave one. I will arm you with voicemail scripts in Chapter 19 that generate return phone calls about 2/3 of the time. That is, if you leave 5 voicemails per day, which takes about 5 minutes, you will get about 867 return calls. And if you have a less-than-average success rate and only get half the people to return your call, that's 650 conversations with customers and prospects, building relationships and discussing opportunities for you to help them. How can your sales not grow if you have 650 proactive conversations with people who can pay you? That's what a system of proactive calling does for you, as opposed to calling only sometimes, when you happen to think of it. We'll also examine this in the context of other digital tools available to us and how to use them in combination with the phone, including email, LinkedIn messaging, text messaging, and video conferencing tools like Zoom. But the secret weapon, the magic bullet, and the key to your entire predictable sales growth process is the phone. Lead with the phone. You will separate yourself from the competition and watch your sales grow. Chapter 4. The phone is the single most effective and underused selling tool we have. In sales, the single most effective tool we have is the telephone. It is also our most underutilized and avoided tool. We are far more comfortable with much less effective communications like social media and email. In this chapter, let's look at what makes the phone such a powerful tool for selling more. And in the next chapter, we'll examine the reasons we avoid phone selling, because once we understand that psychology, it becomes much easier to overcome. Reasons the phone is the single most effective selling tool. Phone calls feed the machine. Proactive calls to customers and prospects feed your whole sales machine. They build relationships. They fill your calendar with appointments and meetings. They create opportunities. They build your pipeline. They generate quotes and proposals. They add on additional products and services for existing customers. Phone calls get you the yeses very quickly. They also get you to the rejections in a hurry, which is a good thing, because we have to walk through a lot of them to get to the wins. More on this in Chapter 12. Proactive calls feed the machine. Proactive calls feed your family. You and your customers have a phone within arm's reach almost always. As you listen to this, your phone is probably within arm's reach. You probably don't even have to stand up to get it, because it's on your desk, or in your pocket, or in your purse, or maybe it's in your hand right now. It's a tool all of us salespeople have. There's something else, and this is kind of incredible. All of our customers have a phone within their reach, too. At all waking, much less working, hours. No matter what they're doing, at work or at home, this tool is with them. Our prospects, too. All the people who can buy from us have a phone within reach. All the people we can help have a phone. And almost nobody is calling it. You will stand out from the crowd. Most salespeople assume that our customers' phones are ringing off the hook. This is informed by our own discomfort with the phone. More on this in the next chapter and part two. The truth is, most people's phones are silent when it comes to proactive calls. Think about your experience. When is the last time you got a call from a supplier you know, when nothing was wrong? When is the last time somebody called you and said, "How are you? I was thinking about you. How is your family? And listen, I was wondering, what are you working on these days that I might be able to help you with? Because I'd like to help." Can you remember the last call you got like this? Most people say they cannot remember the last one. But those who did receive one got it weeks or months ago. And guess what? They remember every single aspect of that call. Who called, what they wanted, how long the call lasted, and what each party said, sometimes word for word. They even remember what the caller's voice sounded like. That's amazing. But why is this so? Because it's the only call they've received like this in the last weeks or months. The only one. And they remember everything about it. The vast majority of salespeople simply don't make proactive calls, which means your competition is not showing up like this. Their customers don't get to hear their names because they don't call. But your customers will hear your name, and you'll stand out from the crowd in your customers' and prospects' eyes. Want to be totally memorable? Make proactive phone calls to customers and prospects. Pick up the phone success story. On at least half of the proactive calls I make, my customers tell me they are not hearing from anybody else on the phone. They tell me I'm the only one doing this. It sets me apart, they say. This makes me feel good. I'm doing something others are not, and it shows in my results. My sales are up 45% this year. Chris O., Inside Sales Manufacturer. Phone calls make us singularly memorable, but email makes us forgettable. If you want to be utterly forgettable, send emails instead of making calls. If you send an email, there is a good chance you'll end up in the junk folder. Think about that. Your communication will be with the trash emails. And even if your email gets into your recipient's inbox, you probably won't ever know it. That is because the most common response to an email is silence. Did your customer or prospect get your email? You don't know. Did they see it with their eyes? You don't know. Did they read it and process it with their brain? No idea. Did they make any kind of decision regarding what you emailed about? Again, you don't know, because there was probably no response. Interestingly, if you don't send the email, you have none of these problems. Therefore, because of all the issues and questions it creates, sending an email is actually worse than doing nothing at all. The customer gets to experience that you care. I will never suggest that you need to care more. I think you care more than enough. Most salespeople care a great deal. The problem is, most salespeople care in silence. We don't let people know that we care. How do you let somebody know that you care? By showing up, by being present, by calling on the phone when nothing is wrong and saying, "Tom, I was thinking about you. How is your family? And what are you working on these days that I can help you with?" When you don't make proactive calls, your customers and prospects do not think about you. But when you do make proactive calls, they know you care about them. They know you're interested in helping them, because you will actually say these words, "I'd like to help you." And you're probably the only one showing up like this. And so, I'm not suggesting you need to care more. What I'm suggesting is that you communicate that care a little bit more, with some proactive calls. You will build relationships in record time. Proactive calls supercharge relationships, especially when compared with the generally silent competition. Proactive calls tell customers you are interested. Proactive calls make you present in front of the customer. This is impressive to your customers. When you call, your customers will trust you faster. They will expand their business with you faster. Know what else will happen when you call your customers when nothing is wrong? They will also call you. Proactive calls generate incoming calls, and quite frequently these incoming calls will result in business. Proactive calls take timing off the table. When you reach out to customers and prospects only sometimes when you happen to think about it, you are at the mercy of timing. If they don't have an itch that you are offering to scratch at the moment you call, you will not get the business. That's a hard way to live, because the odds of the timing of their need lining up with your rare communications are really bad. But when you call systematically, you are constantly in your customers' minds, while your competition is not. When you are present in their system, it takes the timing off the table. That is, it doesn't matter when your customer has a need for your goods or services, because whenever they need something, they'll simply pick up the phone and call you. When you are consistently present, the customer will always think of you. It's like placing a back scratcher on your customers' and prospects' desks. And the back scratcher has your name on it, so when the itch comes, they pick up the only back scratcher on their desk. They scratch, and you get paid. There is simply no other communications method that will generate all these benefits. And there is certainly no other way to create these benefits with such speed. You could go from an empty pipeline to one that's bursting at the seams in short order if you systematically make proactive phone calls. What about meetings? But you might be thinking meetings are more effective than phone calls. This is probably true. But here's the thing about meetings. You can only have so many in a day. A perfectly planned, very busy day might get you a handful of meetings. You can make the same number of phone calls in less than 30 minutes. If you get voicemail, which is more likely than not, your 5 calls take 5 to 10 minutes, and that's with leaving a message. There's one more important thing. We tend to have meetings with people we know well. Good customers, usually. Often our very best customers. Everyone else doesn't get to see us very often. But phone calls take us well beyond this group. Phone calls take us to people we don't know as well, which means we get to call people who are currently buying at least some products and services from our competition. With proactive calls, we get to expand our wallet share and our market share, and the likelihood of expanding and growing our business goes way up, because we're communicating with people we normally do not meet with. Chapter 5. why we avoid the phone. If proactive.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?